Good morning, you brave, intrepid souls. For those of you watching online, if you're not familiar with springtime in Texas, I'll just give you a brief lesson on what happens here. That time of the year when we have lots and lots of moist air coming out of the Gulf of Mexico, meeting the cold, dry air coming across the Rocky Mountains. And starting yesterday, well, it's been drizzly for the last few days, but then yesterday, last evening, things got really exciting. And we have been inundated today with a lot of rain, for which I am grateful. And we are talking about gratitude today, the practice of gratitude. And Cherie, thank you so much for that prayer about gratitude, because that is exactly the heart of what we're talking about today, the heart of gratitude. And gratitude not for things, not because it's raining, but in all things we are grateful. And what does that mean? Unpacking that a little bit. In all things, be grateful. It means putting our focus and our conscious awareness on the infinite abundance that we already live in. The truth of our lives in human form, being on this planet, we live in an infinitely abundant universe. And if we take that a little bit deeper into what does it mean to be in gratitude for everything, if we think about the rain, we think about all the droplets coming down, there's probably going to be some flooding, if it's not already happening today, some flash flooding. We as humans are mostly made of water, right? And I'm not grateful for the rain just because it's coming down and it's feeding the plants and the plants glow. It is doing all of those things, but I am one with that water. We are practicing the awareness, the conscious awareness of continually turning our thoughts to that which we know is, man, we are supplied. And when we're talking about our prosperity, this is the key, this is the juice that runs the machine. Is the practice of gratitude. I know that I am one with all of life because this process of rain coming down, it goes into the aquifers, it goes into the streams and things, it goes into our wells, we take it into our bodies. I am therefore the rain. We do the same thing when we breathe that we take for granted. The molecules of air that come in, pass in and through our bodies out as carbon dioxide, guess what? The trees go, yay! And the trees turn around and give it back to us as oxygen. Therefore, I am oxygen. I am one with oxygen. I am one with the molecules of life that have sustained this planet from day one. And when I live in that place, when we live in that place of conscious awareness of just how prospered and supplied we are, I cannot help but be grateful. It is this bubbling up of, oh my God, there is so much in this world. There is so much in my life. As many of you know, I am back in ministerial school, finishing this whole process. I don't even know how to explain it other than the, as the Fillmores call it in Lessons in Truth, which we studied a little while ago, the chemicalization that is happening in my life right now is pretty intense. And what does that mean? That means the molecules in my body, in my consciousness, are shifting in a major way. Because I am following a call that has been a long time call for me to do this work. And it's been a process. If those of you that know me that have been here long enough to know that moving from being a music director to being some other things, and then bang, here I am in ministerial school. If you asked me this 20 years ago, I'd have said you'd been crazy that I'd be doing this. But because my desire to know that expression of God as me in this process, I'm taking the next logical steps, and I'm grateful in all of it. It's not fun sometimes. In fact, it's really, really uncomfortable. In fact, this last week has been massively uncomfortable. But I'm grateful because I know without a shadow of a doubt I'm where I'm supposed to be. And my consciousness has simply been on that, this infinite supply and support from the universe that is saying, yes, go do this, go do this, go do this. And many of you know that for a long time I went kicking and screaming, saying, no, not mine to do. But when I went with the flow, when I got in the flow of abundance of, yes, step into this. Step up to this. Be one with gratitude. Be gratitude. Be in this place of God expressing consciously. Kind of like today, the heavens just opened up. In all manner of support and supply to put me there. I was in Denver last week for one of my first classes, my intensives. And what I noticed, I've been home, it's the Mile High City, right? I didn't even notice till I got home this last week that I was never affected by the altitude. There is something moving so powerfully through me right now that I wasn't even thinking about, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to breathe. The issue is I've been home for a week and I still haven't been able to breathe being home. Okay? And what I mean by that is the shift that's happening in my body that I can't not express, I can't explain, I just know that it is healing. There is a massive healing going on. I was walking yesterday, getting ready for my talk. I'm doing homework and doing, it's like I got to get up and get out of the house. And I went for a walk about 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And on the way back, I saw this beautiful thunderhead. And I'm a weather geek and I love chasing storms. And I saw this thunderhead and I said, huh, that looks pretty cool. I think I'll get out and just take a little drive. It's starting to get dark. It's probably going to die out. It didn't. And I went down south of Wimberley, where we are here, and I went southeast over towards San Marcos. And I just watched the lightning, and it cracked around me, and then it started cracking a little bit more around me and getting a little intense. And then there was a couple of things that sounded like somebody was setting off firecrackers behind the car. And I thought, okay, I'm going to look at the radar, and went, oh, okay, I'm kind of in it. And it was much like this feeling of being in school right now. I'm in it, and I'm in it fully. I'm committed. I was committed to that storm last night, too. And the thing was, is that as I watched it go, I still felt this peace. I felt this rightness about being where I was exactly at that moment. And I watched the radar move a little bit, and I thought, well, I'm not going to get back to Wimberley for a little while. I'm going to go find somewhere to get under a tree or something because the hail started to come. I got in the hail. Yes, I did. And what was interesting is that, and I laughed at myself because where I ended up in protection last night was the little drive-through of a funeral parlor. Like I turned in and I see this other car and they're sitting under the trees and there's the cemetery. And I went, well, there's the long, you know, they put the hearse underneath so that if it's raining, they can, you know, load the casket and all that. So this other car came in front of me and we'd sat there and have a very nice chat. And I thought, well, isn't this a blessing? And I'm grateful that this was here at the moment. I followed something to say, go this way. Our level of abundance, our awareness of our abundance and the blessings that we have are just incredible. I watched that storm last night, and I sat there looking at my phone that has the radar on it. We can watch that now in real time, pretty much. And it reminded me of an article that I just read this week or saw it online. When we think about our abundance, most of us do not even know that we are in consciousness. We are resourced with those of millionaires. And what I mean by that is, 10 years ago, the technology that we have on our phones today with free apps, the number of free apps that I have on my phone would have cost me well over $1 million to do what I can do today on my phone. You think about the technology that I was able to watch the radar last night in real time. And 10 years ago, that technology cost hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars just so the weather stations could have it. Not so we could have it on our phone, just so we could turn on the Weather Channel or the local news and say, hey, is there a tornado coming? The ability that we have to sit, we're doing some live streaming with some other higher-end equipment, but that you can come here today, you can go to a class, you can go to a concert, you can take high-definition video and send it across the world in real time on a free app. So our thought about prosperity and our abundance is all about perspective. That's simply it. When we focus on lack, and Caroline was talking about that, Joe Vitale being here on May 5th, the whole month of April, we're talking about abundance. We're talking about prosperity. We're talking about gratitude as being a spiritual practice to increase that. Eric Butterworth says in this book, Spiritual Economics, I love what he says about this. Actually, it was Plato's law. The grateful heart or the grateful mind is a great mind that will eventually draw to it greater things. Eric Butterworth says that gratitude is not a reactive emotion. It is a causative energy. Does that make sense? The cause and effect that we deal with every single day. It is a causative energy so that when we put our focus and attention on that, we are creating more of. We are creating more of. Ernest Holmes, founder of Science of Mind, says an attitude of gratitude is most salutary. It bespeaks the realization that we are already in heaven. And so our practice with that is just being aligned every single day, looking outside and then saying, oh, you know, it's raining, what an awful day. There's good. There is good in all of it. There's good in the showing up and the commitment that you guys made to come here today. There's good, the people that are showing up online and maybe sitting in their jammies going, I'm not going to go out in that weather. But we bless all of it. That's the thing. We don't bless it because God needs us to bless it and say it's good. God doesn't care. It is already good. We bless it because it keeps us in the consciousness. It keeps us in the conscious awareness that we are already in heaven. Yeah. Yep. I was talking or thinking about yesterday on that walk, this energetic bubble of gratitude, and it is gratitude. And practicing my own prosperity, for years I've been doing this. You know, what is it in me that blocks my good? What is it in me? Let's move it out of the way, move it out of the way. Move it out, keep moving, keep moving. And I was walking yesterday, and I was, as Charles Fillmore says, you know, I fairly sizzle with zeal and enthusiasm. And I was thinking, I don't like this zeal and feeling of sizzle right now. And yet I'm going to be grateful for it because it is moving me in the direction of recognizing something that has been standing in the way, this big block. And I was outside walking, and it was like the lightning last night. It was awareness, 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 coming in, coming in, coming in, coming, like boom, 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 boom. And I had this realization, this aha moment, and I was walking down the street in tears going, okay, people are driving by, and I'm going to do... And it was, I have so much good in my life. And not just on a you know, my house and my car and my relationship and my wife and my music and all that. It was like a download of there, everything is good. Even the challenging stuff, even the scary stuff, it is so good. And the next thought that came as soon as I accepted that and said, thank you, God, for my realization that it is, I am overwhelmed. The next realization was, I am overwhelmed. I don't know what to do with all of this good. And it was a scary place. Because where it took me to was that core, old, stinky, rotten, crusty paradigm that said I didn't deserve it. And in that next moment, I said, thank you, God. that wiggly part of me that I have been trying to unroot, to pull out that belief that has gotten in the way, or I have thought has gotten in the way of my good, was suddenly right there in front of me as a gift. And I said, thank you, God. Nothing can stand in the way of my good. Nothing can stand in the way of your good except your conscious acceptance and awareness of it. And this is what we practice. With spiritual economics on Wednesday night, or lessons in truth, or whatever it might be, with Joe Vitale coming in a month. Dig in. I invite you to dig in. Dig in deeper to your giving. Thank you again, volunteers, and I missed the event last Sunday, you guys just did awesome. I saw pictures for all of the team leaders and all of those who have signed up to be new volunteers. Thank you for digging in with Supper Club. Thank you for digging in, diving in your giving, in your financial support of this center, of this church. Thank you for your time Sunday morning, all of you who showed up today to bring stuff for potluck. Thank you for saying yes to the divine invitation to be greater, to be a bigger expression of the God that lives in you and as you. Thank you. We are in the flow, folks. We are in the flow. And being willing, 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 willing to open yourselves to that place, you are a blessing. You are such a blessing to the world. I hope that you know that. I trust that you know that, because there is that part in you that does know that. And it is simply opening the door and saying, I have a grateful heart. Right now, here in this moment, I'm living, I'm breathing. My heart is beating. I'm sitting upright in a chair, or I'm in my jammies in the bed watching online. But I'm awake, and I'm alive, and I'm aware, and there is something for me to do. I'm a blessing to the world. You are. So from my grateful heart to yours, thank you. Let's go into meditation. So let's breathe that breath of God consciously, mindfully, acknowledging the gift that breathing is. Draw the cool air deeply through your nose, into your lungs, down into your belly. And then let it out with an ah. And do that a couple of times. Breathe in and let it out with just a big, beautiful sigh. Imagine that air going into your body. Think of it as a magnet, picking up all of those things that no longer serve you, just gently gathering them up. And as you breathe out, they're just dissipated, washed away like the rain today. Old beliefs, old paradigms, old limiting thoughts, just sprinkled away. And we think of that rain flowing down the streets, flowing down the hillsides. Flow.
imagine yourself sitting comfortably in the most secure feeling place that you can imagine. Where you're seated, it's safe, it's efficient, it's joyful. Think of it as a vehicle. And it's so comfortable, and you are so attuned to its energy. You realize that it's about to carry you on a beautiful journey. And it knows exactly where it's supposed to go. You don't have to worry about anything. There's more than enough time, more than enough supply. There is no need to worry about anything. Your only job is to relax. Let go. Let go of any thought that might hinder you on this journey. And as you begin to move on this journey, in this beautiful, safe place, you notice the vibrancy, the vivid colors. Heart-pleasing sounds. Where is the light coming from? You're just relaxed and joyful. Take in all of the scenery. You may see some loved ones who've touched your life in wonderful ways. Let the love flow between you. Allow the thought that peace, this joy, this peace, this rightness is always available. Is always here, always present in all ways, in you, for you, with you, as you. And in this relaxed, abundant, and joyful state, breathe this one question to yourself. What is one thing I can do right now, today, with what I have, right where I am? What is one thing I can do to move more deeply into this flow? What is one thing I can do right now, today, with what I have, right where I am, to welcome more flow into my life? Gently set aside anything, any thought that sounds like criticism or judgment. Gently allow your higher self to speak. Allow that God voice. And affirm, I am in the perfect stream, the perfect flow of life. I am right now in the perfect flow of life. And say to yourself, every choice I make from here on out is for my highest good and allows the greatest amount of joy, love, and freedom to move through me. I choose joy, love, and freedom first and always, in all ways. I am a magnificent demonstration of joy, love, and gratitude. I am God in action. I am Spirit on earth. Gracefully, abundantly, lovingly, I easily and consciously command my thoughts to those of beauty, love, peace, joy. And I easily master the practice of being gratitude, being peace, being love, being infinite abundance. I am the demonstration of God in service to love, always and in all ways. Knowing that what I put forth comes back to me multiplied. I wrap every thought in gratitude, every thought in love before I send it out. The heart. I am the hands. I am the voice of Spirit on earth. I am God in expression, and because I know this, nothing in me can fail. I'm so grateful to know. I am blessed and I am a blessing.